episode 1635, When Working Harder Doesn't Work.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. How is your week going? Hopefully, you are having a splendid week, maybe a few trials and tribulations, but you are coming out on the other side. Today is Wellness Wednesday, and we're talking about what happens when working harder doesn't work. Do you get flustered? What do you do? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, what happens when working harder doesn't work? Discouragement and disappointment becomes the norm. We're flustered. So why keep trying? Because you matter. Your well-being is worth the journey. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. So why are you pushing yourself harder than need be? You have one life to live, one body to love, one heart to impact. It's one at a time. You can't do everything. We try. We try to be the hero, the shero, whatever you want to call it, oh. But most of the time it's, oh my gosh, OMG, oh my goodness, what am I doing with my life? You want results faster, but think about how long it took you to get to where you are today. If you've been married for a long time, you didn't just say I do and all of a sudden you're celebrating 27 years of marriage. Doesn't work that way. When you think about how many children you've had, okay, I'm not going to think about how many children I've had, but you think about how many children you have had. When you decided to have a child, they didn't all of a sudden hit their age of 21 and hope they're out of the house and all life is good and everything's hunky-dory. No, you had to go through stages after stages in life. It's a journey. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. It doesn't matter if you're underweight, overweight, or just tired. Nothing happens overnight. Yet ultimately, that's what we're hoping for, isn't it? But there's no magic pill. There's no magic timing. So when working harder doesn't work, what can you do? Well, you got to remember, I'm just getting started. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. I'm just getting started. Yell it from the rooftops. Because I think most of us think that, okay, if I'm going to sit here and work on my body and I want to gain a little bit of muscle and I want to, yeah, if I can lose some weight, that would be bonus, but I'm really going to focus on my muscle. And man, in 30 days, I should really be fit and trim. Well, you didn't calculate how many years it took to get you to where you are today. You haven't worked with your metabolism. Maybe you've got some stuff going on with your gut. All of this stuff is what? Issues that may slow down progress or speed it up in other ways. You don't know. So you have to have the mindset of, I'm just getting started. It's a brand new day today. Today is going to be a better day than yesterday. Yesterday was the past. Today is now. I can handle the now. I can't deal with what happened. Because it's already done. And I can't, you know, fast forward to the future because I don't have control over it. But I do have this moment here in time. Hope isn't found in what you accomplish. Hope is found in each step you take. It's the everyday step. That step may be resting. That step may be walking instead of running. That step could be eating more greens, maybe taking a vacation. That step may be building belief, self-belief, saying, hey, I've got this belief torch. I can do it. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take me. If I have 100 pounds to lose, I can get it off. If I want to put on 20 pounds of muscle, I can do it. Is it going to happen in 30 days? No, it's not. But I can change what I need to change by what? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's the one step. I'm just getting started. Where are you struggling with when it comes to your wellness and your health? Because when you think about Create Your Now and what we do here, it's about the well-being of an entire woman. Or if you're a man, the entire man. It's the well-being, your journey. So it's all-encompassing, right? You've got your spiritual, you've got your emotional, you've got your relational, you've got your business, all of these areas in your life. It's the well-being. And today, what we're focused on is what your wellness and health. Think about that as your fitness, your nutrition. What are you doing for your body? How are you fueling it? How much sleep are you getting? What are you putting in your mouth? What are you doing to get rid of those toxins, that buildup, all that stress that you carry around? You got kids, you got stress, you got a husband. I love you guys, but you got extra stress. It's just called life, right? So smile a little bit. I'm just getting started. So what can you do when you begin to adopt this attitude, this strategy of I'm just getting started, I'm just here? Well, number one, take your time and be present. You don't have to rush to get to where you're headed. Again, life is a marathon. It's going to take some practice. If you decided right now at this moment that you were going to run a marathon, could you run it tomorrow? Probably not. I've run many hundreds. No, okay, let's say thousands upon thousands of miles. And I would not run a marathon tomorrow. I'm not there. I might be able to get through it if somebody bribed me enough and there was enough skin in the game. I don't know what that would be. I don't know that I really want to know because my body would not be ready for it. It would not be prepared. So take your time and be present every day. I'm just getting started. Number two, walk in the journey with your head held high. Too much is left with a dangling head. Disappointment, discouragement. I failed. I didn't hit my goal. I didn't get to where I wanted to be by a certain date. You feel what? Defeated. That's not what you want. So walk the journey with your head held high. Walk taller. Create your now. Do what you can do on a consistent basis. This is summertime right now. A season of what? Vacation? Rest? The kids at least are slowing down. You may not be, but the kids are. And unless if you have kids involved in a lot of traveling teams, maybe you're getting a little bit of a break. Or maybe you're wishing they were back at school because you could have a bigger break. I don't know what it is for you. But what I do know is that you need to do something every day consistently, whatever that is. And it doesn't have to be the same thing. If you know that you're going to be out all day shopping, doing errands, whatever it is, because that's just what is on the list, we all have those days. And you really don't have time, or you're not making time to get up earlier, then guess what? Do what you can do for your body. Be extra careful of what you put in your mouth, how you fuel it. Walk in the journey with your head held high. Don't walk around defeated because that only brings about greater discouragement. You'll have despair galore. You'll be like, yeah, that's me floundering out here. I'm waving my despair flag. I'm feeling great. No, not so much. I'm just getting started. Take your time and be present. Walk in the journey with your head held high. Put that smile on your face. And number three, rest in the process. You've heard of the saying, trust the process. Well, I want you to rest in the process. Be diligent in what you do and patient for what's to come. That timing is everything for us. Because we set goals and we usually equate it to the SMART goals, right? And we want them to be what? That M is measurable. And we want to have a start date and an end date. And that all sounds good, but then life happens. And when you are talking about a lifestyle, not just, oh, I'm going to do this for 30 days, there is a difference. And you're here because you're looking for a lifestyle. You've done all these 30-day, 90-day things, and they don't work, or they did for a little while, and you're going, but this is not how I want to live my life. I want to be able to feel good all the time. If I want to splurge a little bit here when it comes to what I eat, or if I don't want to work out right here, that's okay. But as a whole, I'm taking care of who I am so I can better live, love, and impact the world that I touch. So rest in the process. Be patient for what's to come. Each step you take every day brings you closer to your goal, your overall well-being. Now, I've got a question for you. And I really want you to think about this one because this is going to take you to a deeper level. So listen carefully. If you were to remove the results from the equation, would you keep doing what you're doing? So when you look at your health, when you look at your fitness, your intentional movement, when you look at how you're fueling your body, what you're putting in, your diet, your nutrition, how are you sleeping? Are you staying up late every night? Are you just changing it on the weekends? What are you doing? If you were to remove the results from the equation, would you keep doing what you're doing? And I want you to answer a definite yes or no. There's no maybe here. So I want you to think about this. Okay, so if you said, if I was to remove the results from the equation, would I keep doing it? So my thing is am I going to keep working out if I still don't lose any weight? Because I'm removing those results. And if my goal is to lose 20 pounds, and I'm saying, well, what if I don't lose those 20 pounds? Am I still going to keep doing what I'm doing? If you say no, then you're probably looking at the wrong goal for you personally. And that doesn't mean that you've made a mistake. It's just that it doesn't have that attachment to you personally that you need it to. Now, if you said, yes, I would keep doing it regardless if I lost 20 pounds, then the answer to that is, yeah. Well, why? Well, because most of the time, it's because the results are attached to something greater than the measurable goals. What does that really mean? It's heart-centered. That's what it really means. There are so many studies out there, and you can grab any study that you want, and it will tell you and agree with you. Because somebody has come up with the study. And you can say, okay, well, if I run every single day for so many miles, I'll lose so many pounds. Eventually, yeah, you will. You may hurt your knees or, you know, strain your hips and do a few other things. But yeah, you can keep doing that. Are you going to get results? Eventually. Eventually, you will. But there may be some other results you haven't thought about. There's going to be a study that supports something. If you only eat cabbage, and you eat cabbage for the next 30 days, will you lose weight? Probably. And you can find a study that says eat cabbage, just cabbage, and you're going to lose X amount. Now, am I telling you to go do those things? No, I'm not. What I'm telling you is this. We're always looking for what? That magic. That one size fits all. Tell me what to do so I can get the results that I want. Well, obviously, now I know I'm going to be harsh here. Obviously, you didn't listen before or you decided not to do it because of where you are today. And you're like, question mark, I'm not feeling real good. I'm always tired. I just don't have the energy that I used to. And I shouldn't feel this way. I've got friends that are just doing great, but man, it's not just a 2 o'clock afternoon law. It's a 9 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock, it's a 2 o'clock, it's a 5 o'clock, and then I'm ready to go to bed at 8 o'clock. And I really shouldn't be doing that. I'm not doing that much. We are attaching ourselves so much to equatable goals these figures that we put on them. Yeah, they're great. Measurable goals, I'm not saying they're not great. But what happened to the heart-centered ones? What happened to the ones that keep you doing it when you're not going to get it anyway? Well, it's because what? You feel better. You have more energy. Doesn't matter if you've lost 20 pounds. Maybe you lost 5 pounds, but man, your energy level has skyrocketed. You're like, I feel good. Yet I don't want to run, but after I run, man, I go all day and it is fantastic. Maybe you just have a zest for life now. You get up enthusiastic. You sleep better. Yeah, maybe you feel a little bit more tired when 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock rolls around, but your body's saying, oh, I'm ready, and you hit the hay, and what happens? You sleep that 7, 8, 9 hours that you need to, and you wake up, and you have a kick in your step. All of that stuff there has nothing to do with how much weight you lost, how much muscle you gained. What are the measurements of your waist? What size of dress are you wearing? What size of jeans are you in now? It has nothing to do with that. It's all heart-centered. When working harder doesn't work, change your strategy. I'm just getting started. Reframe how you view your health and wellness. I know I struggled with this personally. Why? Because I did want to lose a lot of weight early on. Remember, I was way over 215 pounds. And that wasn't just after having a baby. Oh, no, 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 no. My baby then was like 3, 4, 5 years old. And I was that weight. Are you serious? Yeah, I was obese. You heard me. I was obese. I was unhealthy. And so initially, yeah, I was like, man, I want to drop 50, 60, 70, 80 pounds. I wanted to get it off my body. My frame was not made to carry that kind of weight. And that was good for a little while. But years passed and I didn't really want to keep doing it. Plus, I had injuries. And then life was getting involved because my kids were getting older. And so mom was needed in a different capacity. I had to reframe how I saw my health and wellness. How did I look at my overall well-being? Where did I fit in? So how do you look at your health and wellness? Is it a priority? What are the benefits of your intentional movement, your good nutrition? How are you fueling your body? How are you sleeping? What happens if you don't take care of yourself? Slow down in order to speed up. Sometimes when working harder doesn't work, we just have got to slow down to speed up. We've got to rest in the process. So for just a moment, I want you to think back. We've covered a lot today, and I know how crazy it is. You're probably on vacation. You may be catching up to this because you've been gone for 2 or 3 weeks. You've been out of touch, and that's awesome. I love that. I also love that you're back. Welcome home. So I want you to think about everything that we just talked about. What has stood out to you when it comes to your health and wellness? Where do you need to slow down in order to speed up? Because if you keep pushing yourself harder and harder and harder, and you don't see those results, you're damaging lots of things within you. Physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically. We could go on and on and on. You are so worth every single thing that you put into your health. And I know there are times you're like, I just don't feel like it. I get it. I have those days. And it's just not one day every like 4 or 5 months. Oh, no. It's sometimes like that 2 or 3 times a week. I don't sit here and love working out. I have to do it, why? For the health of me. I want to be here for a long time. And my children even encourage me. They'll even say, Mom, you know what? You're not fat. And they say it out of love, understand that. They don't talk to anybody that way. But they know how much for me, how hard I have worked. And yet, you know, I got these Superman calves. They're like just calves of steel. I love them and I hate them all at the same time. My legs, though, are my strong suit. They are so strong, which means what? I can carry a lot. And I'm not just talking about weight, as in the weight, how much I weigh on a scale. I'm talking about the weight of the world, the weight of my family, the weight of life. My legs are my strong suit. Maybe there's something that bothers you. For me, I got another one, I'll tell you, my height. God and I have a conversation about it at least once a week. Why did you not make me at least 1 inch taller? Just 1 inch. I would have even gone for 3/4. I mean, if I had to bargain, I'd be like, 3/4, come on, Lord. That would have pushed me almost. But I would have loved to have been like 5'4". Just a little bit. That would have changed everything. Okay, it doesn't matter how long I hang myself from, a rope upside down trying to stretch myself. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to grow. I've been this height for years. Let's not talk about how many years. We all have something that bothers us. What is it for you? What has jumped out to you in listening to this? That you feel like, gosh, you're just beating your head against a brick wall. You can't seem to get past it. Slow down in order to speed up. If you want to work on some specific strategies, because I have tried, I'm my own experiment. That's what I love about this. And I'm so excited about what AIM is going to be bringing to you all. It's going to be absolutely incredible. I'm excited. It's coming around the corner. I know I've been saying that. And you guys, you're just so patient with me. But understand that I do not just bring anything. I want to give you everything I have, meaning that I consider you family. You're just not someone that's like, oh, well, you know, yeah, it's just a subscriber, just a listener. Oh, no, you're not just anything to me. You're my sister. You're my friend. You're my family. And I take that to heart. And so I've had a few setbacks, a few complications. We've had a move or two, and then we've done a few little topsy-turvies with the kiddos and where they're going to school and getting that all set. And now I'm having a little hang up with the website so I can make sure we get the transition in for AIM. And so, you know, sometimes there are just setbacks. But I realize the importance of slowing down to speed up. Sometimes what we need to learn is learned in the slow lane, not in the fast lane. Where are you driving today? Because you might be missing the mark if you're in the fast lane. If you want to talk more specifically about your personal journey right now and your health and wellness, or if it's something else that's like, gosh, I wish I could have her ear. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. It's free. It's my gift to you. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation and we'll get you scheduled for a call. You are worth a longer journey. Slow down in order to speed up. You don't have to continue working harder because obviously it's not working. So go out today with a smile on your face, joy in your heart. Go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.